continuation, Chaitanya Charitamrita's story, the Vrajagopis meet Lord Narayan. We're hearing about the beautiful, the once upon a time in Vrindavan. It's told in Lita Madhav, quoted here in verse 281 of Adi Lila chapter 17. Krishna manifested the form of Lord Narayan to test the gopis' love. Vasanta kale rasalila kare govardhane antardana kaila sanket kare rada sane. During the season of spring, this is Vasant Ras. Vasant kale rasalila, Vasant rasalila govardhane, at Govardhan. Here it's saying Govardhan, which is a very large area. But in the other books it tells, and there's a temple there, Chaturbhuj Narayan, in a village a little bit south of Govardhan, near Chandra Sarovara, called Paitagram. That's where it took place. So during that spring season, when the Rasa dance is going on, Krishna suddenly disappeared from the scene, indicating that he wanted to be alone with Radharani. Sanket means indication, or means signaling or indicating, that he wanted to be with Antardhan. He disappeared because he wanted to be with Radharani. Radhasane means with Radharani. Nibritanikunja vasi deki radara abat andashite ailatahan gopikara tat. Krishna was sitting in a solitary bush waiting for Srimati Radharani to pass by. Nibritanikunja. It means a lonely, solitary kunja. Nikunj. He was waiting for Radharani. He was searching. Bhata anvishite. He was searching for Radharani. And then a group, a gopikara, tata, while he was waiting there, looking, where's Radharani? When will she come? A group of sakis came. Dura haite Krishna deki, bale gopigan, e deka kunjar bitar, Rajendra Nandan. Just see, deki, Krishna deki, the gopi said, seeing Krishna from a distance. Here within the kunja is Krishna, Rajendra Nandan. He said, oh, just see, Rajendra Nandan is within the kunja. They saw him. Gopi gana deki Krishna, haila sadvas, lukaite narila baye haila vivash. As soon as Krishna saw the gopis, he was struck with emotion. Gopi Gandeki Krishna Sadvas. Sadvas. Emotional feelings. Sadvas. Thus he could not hide himself, and out of fear he became motionless. Sadvas and Vibhash. He became fearful, so extraordinary. Yad, there's a verse, I believe, in the first canto of Bhagavatam, and one line of that verse is yad vibeti swayam. Yad vibeti swayam. That which is feared by fear personified. Even fear personified is afraid of Krishna or Vishnu. Let's say Vishnu. Everyone is afraid of God. God is the time factor. Kalosmi. Mrityu sarva harascham. Krishna says, I am the time factor, and I am death. Mrityu sarva harascham. Aham. I am death. Mrityu aham. I am death. Sarva harash. Hara means steal, take away, rob, deprive. So Krishna says, I am death. I come as death and take away everything. So that time and death are correlated. When your time is out, death is upon you. And that can be any time. Nothing is sure. So Krishna is telling like this. So everyone's afraid of death. And that's time. Then end of our time is over. Time is up. Death. So everyone's afraid. The time factor. And that's one of Krishna's energies. So everyone is afraid of God. And everyone is afraid of God in the form of death. Right? Because everyone's afraid of death. And Krishna says, I am death. Mrityu Saharash. I come as death and take away everything. Prabhupada often uses this argument when he's when atheists are saying, atheists say, I don't believe in God. Prabhupada said, yeah, okay, but you believe in death? A very nice argument. They say, I don't believe in God. I say, well, do you believe in death? Well, yeah, I believe that's real. And Prabhupada said, that is God. For you, Prabhupada said, for the atheist, death is God. Rishi Sarvaharascham, I come as death and take away everything. Very clever. But for the devotees, death means life. Die to live. Death means new life in the spiritual world, new body, siddhadeya, liberation. Vaikuntha Prapti, Sarupya Mukti, Salokya Mukti, like this. So the point is, I'm making it that God in his various forms, his Virata Rupa, etc., everyone's afraid. Everyone's afraid of something. Everyone's afraid of something. And that something is a vibhuti. That something, whatever it is a vibhuti, an energy of power, potency of God. Yad vidati sattvam is all his potency. And then everyone's afraid of death, and that's also God. But then what do we see? That Krishna Vrindavan is afraid of his mother. His mother's chasing with a stick. Rudantu Mohornetra, Yugvam Rajantam. He's running in fear. He's rubbing his eyes. He's rubbing the cudgel with his two hands. He's rubbing his eyes. Janani. And the cudgel's melting from his, with the tears washing the cudgel down his beautiful face. And then he's, you know, running in fear of Mother Yashoda. Yashoda Biyo Luka Ukalad. Ukalad. He's running in Yashoda Baya. Yashoda Biti. Biti, Bia means fear. We say bhayam, but in Sanskrit or whatever the song is, be like we say, manini, lalita, biti, manini. Lalita, lalita, biti, manini. This is in Brajvilastava. In Raghunath Das Goswami, there's one verse where the phrase is there, lalita, biti, manini. That Radharani exhibits man out of fear of Lalita Sakhi. He says, like to say, hey, what is this? Why are you being favorable towards that rake, that lumpat, that dirt? Be unfavorable. Show a contrary mood. Don't talk to him. Don't look at him. Don't say anything. Be contrary. So this is Bhiti. So here, Krishna, Bhagavan, Sarvaishwarya Bhagavan, Purna Bhagavan, Swayam Bhagavan, Purnatara Bhagavan, he's cowering in fear, hiding in the bushes of Abala. He's hiding. Is he afraid? Is he afraid of Agasura, who's 12 miles long? Is he afraid of Aristasura, whose tail is tickling the clouds? Is he afraid of Putana, who's his cage tree who can just, you know, devour 1,000 children at a time? He's not afraid. He tightens his belt and he smiles. Acha, Keshi, Acha, take this, doink. These huge, ferocious, vicious demons. He's not the least bit afraid. Kali is spitting fire out of his 100 heads and burning up all the vegetation and poisoning all the water, killing all the fish and birds flying over, knocking everyone unconscious. And Krishna is slapping his arms like a wrestler, standing on the branch of Kadamba tree, saying, oh, I will kill you. Isn't it? But now, gopis are called Abala. Abala. There's Balaram. Balaram means powerful. But Abala. Abala is a name for gopi. A woman means weak, without bala, without strength. So he's hiding in the bushes from the Avala. The same person, Giridhari. Anandakanda Bhagavan Sri Krishna Ki. He's hiding and, you know, he's lifting up Govardhan Hill. Indra's throwing these vast thunderbolts. Some Vartika clouds. He's just there. Okay, all right. Now, this is unbelievable. This is the sweetness, the unbelievable naratva, the human-like qualities of the Lord. Manutva. He's like you, like a man, human being. What is this? Because we are subject to fear. This is one of the 18 coverings of the conditioned soul. One of them is fear. Of course, we can say there's 18 coverings. It's fear is also there. But then we list this as a four, you know, basic activities: sahara, nidra, maitra, and bhayam. Bhayam is fearing, which we probably translate as defending. Which we understand to be we're afraid of losing our false ego, so we defend ourselves. Afraid of losing our position. So there's defense. Self-defense. You call it self-defense? Taekwondo, judo, karate, kickboxing, kung fu, chop suey, self-defense. So everyone is, no one knows what the self is, but everyone's engaged in self-defense. Everyone's defending something they think to be themselves. This body, yeah, I'm woman, I'm man, I'm wife, I'm husband, I'm Punjabi. And the gopis are saying, Gopigan deki Krishna haila sadvas, lukaiti narila baye haila vivash. Can you imagine? You have killed all these demons, these unbelievable demons. The demigods come and take the dust of your feet and say, thank you, you killed this demon. He was harassing us because Keshi was harassing the demigods. He was jumping all around the universe. Keshi was so vast, he was jumping in different planets. It's told in Garga Samhita. He was a man-eating horse. It's described in Garga Samhita in English. He was eating up everybody in Vrindavan. Obviously, they weren't the Parishas. So. You know, and he's jumping different planets. He's like unbelievable. Godzilla or King Kong or whatever. Unbelievable. Gargantuan demon. And now Krishna, these little girls, you know, 50 kilos, little skinny. It says they have lotus stem arms. These little lotus stem arms. You know, look out. Here comes he says, out of fear, he became motionless. Just like what happens. You ever see an animal when they become afraid? Like if a deer sees a tiger, like, or it's like a wife sees her husband. They become motionless. My husband freeze, you know. So the deer when they see their predator, you know, their enemy, who's ever the enemy, they become motionless. Take man, woman, anyone. Say you're walking along the path and all of a sudden, boom, a cobra comes in. You're going to say, oh, hi, Bo, how's it going? You're going to be very tense. You'll be very tense. You'll become, you won't say, namaste, namaste. And you'll be backpedaling really fast. You know, you say, I didn't really want to walk down this path, and, you know, help yourself and see you tomorrow. Goodbye. Krishna became so scared, he became motionless, he became stunned in fear. By what? By seeing Putana Agasura? No. By flying in the sky in the middle of a cyclone? Trinavarta is a cyclone. 300 kilometer an hour winds. They're just whipping up all the houses are flying in the sky when Trinavarta came. Everyone's holding on a tree so they wouldn't get ripped up in the air. The thatched roofs were flying off the houses. Cyclone. When they call a super cyclone of Orissa hit Orissa in 1999 or whatever, the buffaloes and bullocks were flying in the air. And the coconut trees are uprooted because we saw it. We went, that was in spring or early summer or whatever, we went for Rath Yatra time, and later that we went to Garaigiri. I went once in my life to Garaigiri. And we went there, and we were going to the countryside, and there was no trees. These huge coconut trees usually dot the landscape, Bengal and Orissa. And all these huge coconut, you know, so many coconut trees, lots of water. Orissa, I think Orissa means water. The word Oriya, I think the word Oriya actually means lake or water. Is that right? Oriya, I think so. They were just gone. They were up. They up in coconut trees. They bend. You know, they're flexible. They have joints. Coconut tree has a joint. The way it's made has these joints, so that other trees go straight. When the wind blows, it's oak trees, walnut trees, these type of trees. When the heavy wind goes, they just go. They resist. You know, the winds of change. When the winds of change come, they stand there and they resist. No, oh, you're pushing me. Oh, you can't push me. I'm an oak tree. I'm a walnut tree. Wind is pushing, I'm pushing. The wind is, oh yeah, and then get uprooted. I've seen in our farm, heavy hurricane comes, 100 mile an hour winds, and then we walk out because we had 18 acres, so we walk out, oh look, this tree got knocked. You know. But in these tropical islands, in these places, Hawaii and Philippines, all these places where there's huge cyclones and tornadoes all the time, these coconut trees, they go like, they bend with the wind. They're actually jointed. They go, you know, heavy wind, they go, and they just bend over like this. They're flexible. Now, but this tree, they're all just gone. The Krishna is, he's hiding emotionless. He's stunned out of fear. Chaturbhuj murti dari achena vasya Krishna dehi gopikai nikate asya. Krishna assumed his four-armed Narayan form and sat there. When all the gopis came, they looked at him and spoke as follows. It's interesting, there's no, of course, commentary here in this description. But what we read in other Bhagavad Puran and other places, that whenever Krishna in Vrindavan is going to kill a demon, it's not that Krishna kills them, because he's Madhurya Purushottam. He is only relishing Ras, Rasika Shekhar Sri Krishna. He's relishing sweet Ras with all the gopis and the coward boys and his mother and father, Nanda and Yashoda. But when these demons attack, because he's Sarva Avatari, Krishna is Sarva, he's Swayam Rup, Swayam Bhagavan. So all the avatars are within him. Like you see Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya just looks like a golden avatar, I mean a beautiful golden Brahmin. But then when Jagai Madai came, and then the Madai threw the pot, Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya ran down and he's not, I'm going to kill you, and he just put his finger up like that. Immediately Sudarshan Chakra came, because Narayan is within Lord Chaitanya, Vishnu is within. Told by the Acharyas that it's not that Krishna killed Putana. Krishna he engages in rasa. So she came as mother. I'm coming to Gokul. I'm disguising myself as a beautiful demigod to offer my breast milk to you. So he said, all right, you want to be in this Vatsalya Bhav, motherly affection. As Krishna, I will accept your Vatsalya Bhav. So he sucked her milk. So she got some. Because she came with part, that Bhav was there. It was a mixed Bhav. She had a pure Bhav. I want to nurse this baby Vamana. This young boy Vamana, oh, I would like to be his mother and nurse him on my breast. He's so cute. I wish he was my child. And she was, her name was, she was the sister of Bali Maharaj. Her name was Ratna or something like this. Ratnamala. Her sister's name was Ratnamala. So she had that Bhav. But then, when Vamanadeva assumed this big form with three steps, Trivikram, and then bound her brother with Nagapash and made a fool of him and humiliated him. He was the king of the universe, now he's humiliated. Then she became very offended, very angry. Oh, I what is this? He's doing this to my brother? I want to kill him. I'm a poisonous little rascal. So then she had these mixed bobs, love and hate. Sounds like the material world. Mixed bobs. I love you, poison you, love you, kill you. Material world. So Ratnamala was like that. So then she came, that was in Satyuga or whatever. Then she came into Krishna's pastimes as Putana, Kechari. And you know the story. So Krishna accepted, Krishna, you have this pure Bhava to serve me as mother, I accept that. He took the milk. And when he killed her, but now you have this other Bhava that your nipple is covered with all this poison to kill 100 men. No, I'm not taking that. I will destroy that. But I don't kill anyone. I just give prem and bhav and enjoy ras. But Narayan, he's yada yada yadharmasya glani bhava dibharata bhutanama dharmasya dadatmanam srijavan. My Narayan aspect establishes dharma parichunaya sadhanam vinashaya chuduskritam. Duskrit vinash. My Narayan aspect. And my 24 Narayan forms, there are chakras and gadas, clubs and chakras. They duskritam nash. They destroy the demons and atheists. So you're coming like a demon and atheist. So Narayan will come out of me. Narayan will come out of me and destroy. So then, out from baby Krishna. Remember this. How old is Krishna at the time of Putana Lila? 6 days old. Krishna was 6 days old. So out from baby Krishna came Narayan, full-fledged Narayan. The full form, mature form of Lord Narayan with a chakra and gutta and everything. And then he, with that chakra, he killed. He gave the power and the Achintya Shakti and sucked out all that. Narayan sucked all the poison, sucked out her life air and killed her. And then Narayan returned inside of Gopal, and when all the Vrishvasis found him. He's just playing, just holding under her breast and playing like he was when he left the house and flew in the sky with Putana. So keeping that in mind, what we have here, when Krishna sees the gopis, he's hiding in the Nibrita Nikunj, in a lonely place, and he's fearful of the gopis. So now he's fearful, then what manifests out of him? Now some form comes out of him, because there's fear. The form is Narayan, Chaturbhuj Narayan. I'm thinking, there's no comment, but I'm seeing like this in this verse. Because when Krishna, there's some demons, of course, Krishna's not afraid, but he pretends to be afraid. Oh, all my coward boys have entered into this vast cave. I thought it was a cave, it's this huge snake, some demon. He's very fearful. Anyway, I'll go, I have to save my friends. So then they go, and then to kill that demon, then the Narayan form comes out and kills that demon. I'm just thinking, there's a demon. The demon is the gopis. It's not that they're demons, but he's very fearful. So in that fearful condition, then the Chaturbhuj Narayan comes out. That's just some idea. I can't say that this is, I'm giving some basis for it and connecting some things. And this is relish. Ihon Krishna nahi ihon Narayana Murti. Eta bali tanre sabe kari nati stuti. Gopis saw this Chaturbhuj Narayan form. Krishna assumed his form, Narayan form, and sat there. When all the gopis came, they looked at him and spoke as follows. He's not Krishna. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan. Because from a distance, this was a case of Brahm. We see something. It's nighttime, the moon is shining. We look in our backyard and we see some trees, some pine trees or evergreen trees, many green. Wind is blowing. Oh, there's some men standing in my backyard. Somebody's standing, some dacoits. And you say, oh, mommy, some gundas. She looks, that's just the pine trees and the wind and the moonshine. It's just four trees, there's nobody. It's called Brahm. There's four defects in a living entity. Pramad, Brahm, Vipralipsa, and Karnapatava. Imperfect senses, subject to cheating, making mistakes, illusion. Brahm means illusion. So the gopis saw from a distance, we saw before, dura haite Krishna deki, bale gopigan, hey deka kunjara bitara brajana nandan. He said, you see in the distance. This is how the story started. They were searching, Krishna left the Rasa dance. They're searching. Oh, look, there's some blue person with beautiful long hair. And there must be, and it was Krishna. They were correct. They didn't actually make a Brahm. It wasn't a mistake. They saw Vrijendranandan and Bitar, Kunja Bitar, that he entered inside the Kunja. They were correct. So, hey, let's go, come on, let's go. And they ran, they ran to see. To find, oh, look, we found him. Lukaluki is searching, hide and seek. So they ran there and they, oh, what is this? Was it Brijendranandan or not? I thought it was. We thought it was him. Kunja Bitar, Brijendranandan. Then they said, oh, he's not Krishna. In other words, oh, we made a mistake. It's like you see somebody, oh, there's my friend. Hey, oh, well, you're not him. I used to have that happen to me at the airport all the time. Somewhere or other, right? Yeah, it happened all the time. People, of course, we would use that, we play on that. We'd say, hey, Gorni Thai! Some guy would be coming in the airport, and we would just pretend like we knew him. We'd have two Bhagavatams in our hand, a bag on our shoulder. And we'd say, Gorni Thai! Hey, Gorni! Hey, Mr. Gorni Thai! Because we didn't want to say Mr. Smith. We'd say, hey, Gorni Thai! Nitai Gor! And the guy, he doesn't know, it's all announcements in the airport. Flight number 17, council, blah, 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 blah. So we say, we was there with six devotees who were all around different parts of the terminal. Here's somebody saying, Nitai Gor! Hey, Sham, Mr. Sham! Mr. Gor! And we're like relishing. And then the guy is walking, and he's looking at him from about 50 feet away. Hey, Gorni Thai! Look at Gorni Thai! And you're thinking that you're meeting Gorni Thai. And you're not some stupid karmi, 6 foot tall guy with attache case, Rolex. You don't care. Big businessman guy, whatever. So you're just like, you're on your own, your purpose. You're there to give him the mercy of Krishna. So they say, hey, Gornita, and he's walking like this, and he goes, oh, and you're looking at him like, you know, well, I'm your old friend. Then he starts smiling. He goes, oh, yeah. And then he gets closer and goes, and then you say, welcome to San Francisco, or this, and you shake his hand. He goes, I don't know you. The guy's like, you know, like double taking. And then before he knows that, he's got this book in his hand. Here, take it, we're passing these out there. He goes, oh, yeah. First he's like, yeah, I know you, you're my friend, hello. And then and he gets close, I don't know you. And a handshake and a book. And the guy's like totally, all his circuitry is going. He's getting shorted out. And so you stick this in his hand. So once you hold on to something, then you don't want to let go. You know, you pick up something and throw it so nice and you buy it. You know, once it's, so it's a psychology. So then he has it. Then you're showing, see, it's about this, that, and the other. Okay, take it with you. You know, like that. But, so the gopis, they've seen, and they say, oh, he's not Krishna. We made a mistake. It's not, this is Narayan. So they said that. They were like, they were disgusted. They were on that, oh, this is Narayan. Can you imagine? You know, if some human being, I mean, Narayan's God, Bhagavan, and these are gopis, they're just human beings. They're just, say this mantra, these girls in this block, they're walking over by Govardhan, they see Narayan. Oh, it's Narayan, you know. It's not a small thing to have darshan of God. You know, and he's got four arms. Not, hey, who's this guy? Who's this guy? You know, four arms and chakra, gada, padma, shank. They didn't say, like, wow. Oh, wow. Look at this. Look, hey, gopis, look at this. He's, oh, it's God. We were looking for Krishna. You get the point. You understand the depth of the whole drama. It's too beautiful. The sweetness, the humanness of the whole thing. They're having darshan of God. They're human beings. They're just girls that milk cows and sing songs about Krishna. They're in love with this boy from the village. They don't know anything but... They say, oh, there's Krishna. Oh, we thought... Narayan, he looks like our Krishna. They're like a little bit in a mift. Hey, what are you doing? Why are you making us, you know, an anxiety? What are you doing? You're just ruining a show. We're looking for our boyfriend. You got to come along. God's got to come. We don't have any interest in seeing God. We don't want to see God. We want to see our boyfriend. Can you imagine? You know, you're looking for your boyfriend. Have you seen my boyfriend? And God comes. Oh, God. Have you seen my boyfriend? I can give you a lot more than your boyfriend. I don't know about that, but. You know, you can do your, get out of here. You know, God? I mean, is there anything you can't get from God? You can get everything from God. You can get 10 more boyfriends. Or whatever you want. Or have him knock off your mother-in-law or whatever. Whatever the obstacles are, he can remove, no? So and this is what you'll see how it flows. So they said, oh, Kobe, it's not Krishna. It's just God. It's just God. And then they said, after saying this, they offered obeisances and the following respectful prayers. Oh, yeah, oh, it's God. Okay. Oh, yeah. It's God. We should offer obeisances. Oh, yeah. Okay. Like people come into a temple and they just stand there. Someone says, offer obeisances. Oh, yeah. You know, people like humans, they walk into some temple, walk into, who's that? That's God. Oh, God. We're supposed to go down and show respect. Oh, okay. So the gopis, like, very reluctantly says, what does it say? It says, Nati and Stuti. And Nati means obeisances. Sankhya Purvaka Gana Namagana Natabi. Right? Natabi. Dandavats. So many Dandavats. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Sachinandan Ki Jai. Rajendra Nandan Shamasundar Ki Jai. Dandavat. So what did they say? They were a little bit unhappy to see God. Can you imagine? Everybody would love that. Can you show me God? Can you show me God? Everyone wants. Can you see God? Can you show me God? Yeah, there he is. Oh, that's God. Yeah, this guy. He comes sometimes. We don't pay much attention. We're more interested in finding our boyfriend. This is extraordinary. This is the humanness of it, the approachability of it, the unbelievable. You know, in front of the gopis' love, in front of the gopis' rag, Narayan is like, he's like a shoe boy or something. Shoe shine boy, you know. He's like nothing. He's relegated to like nothing. He's just some guy sitting in a bush. You know, some guy sitting in a bush or something. Hey, Narayan, what are you sitting in this bush for? Why don't you go back to Lakshmi, you know? You know, what are you bothering? Hey, you're disturbing our leela. we're looking for our boyfriend, and then you get in the way, and we mistook you for our boyfriend. So now we're really not very happy to see you. We thought you were our boyfriend, and we got here. Oh my God! It's not Krishna. It's this stupid. It's Narayan. It's God. Can you imagine? You're looking. You're in the forest somewhere, and your boyfriend plays hide and seek, and you, whereas, oh, I think he's over there, and you run and say, oh God, oh, I go, God. This is, so then, so what's the prayer that he offered? Namo Narayan. This looks like some Hindi movie, you know. Namo Narayan. Narada Muni ki jai ho. Maharaj ki jai ho. Namo Narayan. Deva, Namo Narayan. Deva Kara Prasad. Krishna Sangha Deha. More Guchaha Vishad. Please. Guchaha. Guchaha. Guchami. Guchaha Vishad. We are lamenting. We want our boyfriend. Can you do something about it? No one right. Okay, Dandavas. Deva, he says, Karaha, kindly give your mercy. Oh, yes, yes, Gopis. Do you want Salokya Mukti? Do you want Sarupya Mukti? Do you want Sharsti? You want to have unlimited opulence and gold and so many palaces and lapis lazuli walls and gold doors and all these things? You want Sharsti Mukti? You want Samipya? You want to live eternally next to me, Narayan, and Vaikuntha Samipya? You want to be one of my personal intimate associates and my Kotare? You want Samipya? Samipya Mukti? No, 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 no. We want our boyfriend. We want Krishna. Krishna Sange. Krishna Sange Deha. So imagine how Narayan feels. I'm God. And they don't want anything to do with the spiritual world. They don't want anything to do with Vaikuntha. They don't want anything to do with anything I've got. My money, my opulence, they don't want my form, Sarupya. They don't want my planet, Salokya. They don't want my Sharsti, my wealth. They want to meet their boyfriend. Krishna Sangha means meet my boyfriend, isn't it? Krishna Sangha, give us this. And then that'll take away our unhappiness, our lamentation. Nothing else. Whatever you got, it's like zero. It's paltry. It's nothing. It's all zero. You give us Krishna, then that's our art. That is our art. That is our meaning. That is our objective. Our aim, objective and meaning in life is Krishna. Krishna Sangha. Krishna Sangha Deya Mora Gucha Vishad. And that is the cause of our lamentation. Vishad. Lamentation is because we don't have Krishna. Krishna Anand. Krishna Karshan Anand. If Krishna is playing in our heart and mind, we're happy in all circumstances. There's no lamentation. But if Krishna's not playing there, then we're lamenting. Hankering, lamenting. So there's some tattva there. Gopis are saying, Narayan, oh God, you want to give me something? Give me the association of Krishna. I don't care about liberation. I don't care about going to your planet. I don't want. He said, what prasad? Deva kahara, karaha, karaha prasad. Oh, Namo Narayan Dave. Oh, Dave. Namo Narayan. Namo Narayan. Like, oh, Dave. Oh, Lord. Oh, Dave. Give your mercy. Give your prasad. What? Take away our lamentation. Please take away our lamentation. Oh, yes. How can I do that? You want money? You want liberation? No, I don't want liberation. Liberation will not take away my lamentation. Krishna Sangha will take away my lamentation. Right here. Right in Braj. Right here in the Bhumi, right here in Noida, in Delhi, anywhere. If I have Krishna Sangha, I will not lament. Krishna Sangha Deha More Guchaha Vishad. This is tattva there. This Leela, the tattva is interwoven. The teaching, Krishna and associates, they come to teach. They come to relish, and in that relishing, there's teaching. The Madhurya is the relishing, the Aldarya is the teaching. Madhurya reaching, when Madhurya is reaching, that is the teaching. When Madhurya is reaching out to us to teach that prema, then that Madhurya prema becomes Aldarya. Krishna Leela becomes Gaur Leela. Then Gaur Leela, then Aldarya, that magnanimity, Aldarya, Gaur reaches out and holds her hand, then he pulls us into the Madhurya. You see, there's an interplay between Aldarya and Madhurya, Gaur Leela, Krishna Leela, and Vrindavan. One nourishes the other. One is another aspect of the other. One pulls one to one side. One pulls one to the other side. One creates adhikar. One gives relish. And both give relish. It's all relish. Oh Lord Narayan, We offer our respectful obeisances to you. Please be merciful to us. Give us Krishna Sangha and thus vanquish our lamentation. Prabhupada's purport. The gopis were not made happy even by seeing the four-armed form of Lord Narayan. Yet, they offered their respects to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and begged from him the benediction of achieving the association of Krishna. Such is the ecstatic feeling of the gopis. 8 Bali Namaskari Gila Gopigan Hena Kale Radha Asi Dila Darshan. After saying this, all the gopis offered obeisances and dispersed. Then Srimati Radharani came and appeared before Lord Krishna. Hena Kale Radha Asi Dila Darshan. So the gopis say, they ask for mercy from Lord Narayan, get Krishna's association, offered obeisances, and then they went. Then Radharani appeared. Radha Deki Krishna Tanre Hasya Karite Se Chaturbhuja Murti Chahena Rakite Se Chaturbhuja Murti Chahena Rakite. When Krishna saw Radharani, he wanted to maintain the four-armed form to joke with her. Hasya. They want to go on a ras, secondary ras. They, secondary ras nourish and expand the primary ras, mukhi ras. So he's seeing Radharani, which was why he left. He went and hid in the kunj so that he could have an opportunity to meet alone with Radharani. Other gopis came and he adopted to mislead them. He adopted the forearm form to joke with them. Radha Deki Krishna Tanre Hasya Karite Shri Tatramuja Murti Jain Rakite. You know, when the gopis, when they found, you know, they mistakenly thought it was Krishna and they ran, it was Krishna, but then he disguised himself as Narayan and they saw Narayan hiding in the bushes instead of what they thought was, whom they thought was Krishna. And they thought, oh, anyway, it's not Krishna, but as long as we're in front of God, we can ask him for something. So they ask him for the most meaningful thing. They ask for Krishna. But when people go to God, what do they ask for? Dhanam dehi. They ask for money, wealth, followers, position, pass my exams. Oh God, please help me pass my exams. So they ask for the most, they were smart. The gopis really knew what the purusharta, the ultimate object is Krishna, the best thing you could possibly ever ask for. So the gopis are not considered very intelligent, they're just coward girls. But see their intelligence, that they knew that the most valuable thing to ask for is Krishna. They had that much, that's the best, they had supreme intelligence. And in front of God, I can really make out like a bandit. I can really get whatever I want from God. Wealth, control, power, this, that. We just want Krishna. You want to do something? You want to do prasad means favor. You want to do a favor to us? You want to do a favor for me? Give me Krishna. Krishna Sangha Deha. Krishna Sangha Deha. That's what I want. Can you do that for us? And then doesn't say that he did it or not. So he just said, Narayan, give us the association of Krishna. And he didn't say anything. That's the funny thing. Because they said, Krishna Sangha Deya Mora Guchaha Vishad. Can you give us... They asked for that, but it doesn't say... He didn't say Bhavatu. Because if he said Bhavatu, then his two arms would disappear and he'd become Krishna. His foil would be broken. His disguise. Foil means his disguise. It'd be broken. That's pretty interesting. It's interesting in the story. It doesn't say that. Usually, throughout the Puranas, people ask God for something. What does he say? Bhavatu. Let it be. When people go, you've never read Mahabharata, they ask him, can this happen, that happen? Yes, Bhavatu, Tatastu. But he doesn't say anything. He's like, give us association with Krishna. Okay, all right. He's always like, usually when a sincere sadhak or a sincere devotee comes before God and offers obeisances, stuti and nati, prayers, and often falls at the feet of God and offers humble prayers, O Namo Narayana, please may I have a benediction or boon. He gives it. He gives blessings, he gives ashirvad to his devotees. Here he's not giving anything. It says they begged him for the benediction of achieving the association of Krishna. But it doesn't say he gave it. He was mum, mamta. He was quiet. He did, because, why? Because if he said bhavatu, which he would usually say in any ordinary circumstance, then the other devotee would come to him. Then they would catch him. Oh, you cheater, you rascal. So he's quiet. Then, when Radharani came, and he was waiting to see Radharani, that was the whole purpose of his going and hiding in Nibritinakunj. And she came, he thought, oh, I'm going to... Although it's so interesting, he's waiting, he's desperately waiting to meet Radharani away from all the gopis. Now finally Radharani has come, and instead of just throwing away the two arms and saying, oh great, here's Radharani, and welcome, and swagatam, and embracing her. He's saying, oh, I'm going to joke with her. I'm going to play a joke with her. This nasty person, you know. He says, Radha Deki Krishna Tanari Hasya Karite. Oh, there's Radharani. Instead of saying, oh, wow, wonderful. She's finally come. I almost got caught by these gopis. I got rid of them. They left, and now I can meet with Radharani. Oh, she's come. He's such clever. Chatur. Isn't Chatur? Chalak. 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 Now Radharani's finally come. Oh, I think I'll tease her. Oh, this is a hasiras. Lukaila dui buja radara agrete bahu yatna kaila Krishna narila rakite. In front of Radharani, Krishna had to give up his two extra arms. He tried his best to keep four arms before her, but he was completely unable to do so. This is a nice explanation here. Radhara Vishuddha Bhavir Achintya Prabhav Ye Krishna Karaila Dvibhuja Swabhav. The influence of Radharani's pure ecstasy is so inconceivably great that it forced Krishna to come to his original two-armed form. Radha's Vishuddha Bhav Achintya Prabhav. Her Vishuddha Bhav, this bhav means sort of this vishud, extremely, excessively, unbelievably, exceptionally, excessively and exceptionally pure bhav, her love, the most rarefied and condensed and concentrated form of love for Krishna is found in the heart of Radharani, the Mahabhav. Vishuddha Bhav means Mahabhav. Because it says, Radharani is described as being Mahabhav Sarupini, Radha. That her sarup is Mahabhav. Her eyes are Mahabhav. Her hair is Mahabhav. Her nose, her ears, everything is Mahabhav. Just completely saturated with the greatest ecstatic love and dedication, sacrifice for happiness and pleasure of Krishna. Mahabhav Sarupini Radha. So this is the Vishuddha Bhav, the topmost pure Bhav. And what is the characteristic? This is what it is. What is the effect of this Vishuddha Bhav? What effect does it have? Achintya Prabhav. Achintya Prabhav means the effect, the influence. Achintya is inconceivable. It's so powerful, so influential. And what does it do? It turns Narayana into Krishna. Narayana becomes Krishna. She forces Krishna to give up these two arms. Rasa ramba vido nilila vasata kunje mrigakshi ganer trishta gopayitam samudra diya yasushtu sandarshita adaya pranayasya hanta mahima yasya shriya rakshitum sa shakya prava vishnu napi harina nasich chatur bahuta. This is from Ujjala Nilamani by Rupa Goswami. Prior to the rasa dance, Lord Krishna hid himself in a grove just to have fun. When the gopis came there, their eyes resembling those of a deer, Mrigakshi, Kunje Mrigakshi, Mriga, Mrigakshi Ganera. That's a very interesting way to describe a group of gopis. Gan means gopi, Sakigan, Gopigan. Just like we say, instead of saying Chandan, they apply Chandan on Krishna, Chandan on Krishna's lips. It says Malaya, Malayaja, Malaya, Malayaja. Ja means Janma, birth. Malaya means the Malayan mountains. I guess the Malayan mountains that maybe are Madhya Pradesh or somewhere. And at one time, they were covered with trees. What kind of trees? Sandalwood trees, all over the mountain. So there was so much beautiful fragrance, Malayan breeze. Some say it says, Malaya Samir. Breezes from the Malaya hills. Cooling scented sandal breezes from the Malayan hills. Malaya Samir. Samir means breeze. That term is used in the Sahitya, Sanskrit literature, and Kavi, poetry and Sahitya. Here that's very beautiful. This is Ujjala Nilamani by Rupa Goswami, such a supreme Kavi. He's saying, Rasa Ramba, in the beginning of the Rasa dance, Vido Nilia Vasata, Kunje Mrigakshi Ganer. Kunje Mrigakshi Gan, Mrigakshi Gan. We say Saki Gan, or Gopi Gan, the group of Sakis, Gan. It's in Mrigakshi. That group that has Akshi, eyes like Mriga, like a deer. We say doe-eyed gopis. The doe-eyed gopis. The deer-eyed gopis. Very beautiful. So they came. The doe-eyed gopis came there to the Kunj. By his sharp intelligence, Krishna exhibited his beautiful forearm form to hide himself. But when Radharani came there, Krishna could not maintain his forearms in her presence. This is the wonderful glory of Radha's love. Mahima. Adhaya. Radha Pranaya Hanta Mahima. Hanta. Hanta. Ha ha. Hanta means ha ha. Just see. Hanta. 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 Ha ha. Hanta. Hanta. Just see. Radha Pranaya. This is the wonderful mahima, the wonderful glories, Radha Pranaya, Pranaya, Sneha-man Pranaya, very intense type of pran, the very life force, the life force of love, loving force of, that you can't, that your very heart is living in the heart of the beloved, Pranaya. So this is the, I think that's the end of the story, which is called the Braja Gopis Meet Lord Narayan from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Charitamrita ki. Yeah.